Got a comment to make? Call Lauren now at 613-969-1545 or toll free 1-866-969-1546. Back to the Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ.
We are meeting the candidates today. Hastings, Lennox, and Addington Liberal candidate Mike Bosio. He's the incumbent MP for the riding. And let's get to the phones. We'll start off with Doug. Doug, good morning. You're on with Mike.
Hi. My name is Doug. I live in Neil Ellis's riding. And when I was listening to Mr. Bosio, I could understand why he's a very good candidate. I'm sure he's done a very good job. But my question is, the Prime Minister a couple days ago said cell phone prices are going to go down 25%. Now, let me understand. Are you going to tell Bell and Rogers and TELUS and Videotron to lower the prices by 25%? You being a majority, are you going to, you run the CRTC, are you going to change the point? You can tell the CRTC to lower telephone bills by 25%. Exactly how does one do this, and why is this credible?
That's a great question. The details of that have not been released yet. I think that
want us to buy a chicken in every pot.
Well, I mean,
you might as well said, I'm going to give you a chicken in every pot. Because if you haven't reduced cell phones in the past 5 years, why are you going to do it again next year?
So all I can say is that it is a commitment that's being made. And if you do look at the most recent academic studies that were done on the commitments we made from the last election, we actually fulfilled or are on the way to fulfilling 92% of those commitments, which is the most of any government in 35 years. So I think our record stands for itself that we do follow through on our commitments.
But he said 25%.
Yeah, exactly. So
you have not gone after the cable companies, high speed internet in your riding. Relative to where downtown Toronto.
So in our riding, actually, we're quite.
What is this? Do you have the same speed?
So in our riding, actually, there's a significant investment being made right now as we speak, broadband connectivity. Sorry, hang on. Let me finish, please.
Companies would tell you that the internet companies would tell you they need the higher rates to pay for the better service to the rural area. So you're telling me, is everything all, and 5G is coming,
So if you'll let me finish, there is over 500 kilometers of fiber being laid in our riding right now, of Hastings, Lennox, and Addington, part of Neil's riding as well, and there will be 50 to 100 towers that will be installed, microcell towers, that will deliver 100 megs of download and 15 to 30 megs of upload. And as a result of that $42 million investment that's being made, by the federal government and ExploreNet, the vast majority of it ExploreNet, Bell Canada has already announced that they're now going to expand their network in a huge way in the area, which then brings about competition. And with that competition typically brings about a decrease in prices. And once again, I understand that this is vitally important for our rural communities. That's why, as the inaugural chair or the founding chair of the National Rural Caucus, this was my number one issue going into the last election. And so we brought about initially a $500 million investment through the Connect Innovate program. It was the largest investment ever made into broadband connectivity. And that has now resulted in a further $6 billion being invested into broadband connectivity by our government. The proof is in the pudding. We've made a commitment that every single
The proof is in that you're building out the infrastructure, but not the prices coming down.
So once again,
when we pay our cell phone bill, we don't see it going down 25%, and I just don't see cell phone bills going down 25% in the next 3 years.
Thanks, Doug.
We'll give you 3 years.
I appreciate it.
I don't see it. But that's more. And when you say this stuff like that, that's when we become cynical.
Once again, though,
great job with the infrastructure, but then you come over and say something silly like this.
Once again, our record is that we have fulfilled 92% of the promises we made in the last platform. So we have a pretty good record of delivering on what we say we're going to do.
Liberals haven't delivered on the deficit. But
once again, 92% of the commitments that we made in the last election were delivered on. Now, yes, there hasn't been a government that's delivered on 100%, but this is the highest level. It was an ambitious platform. This isn't just some rinky-dink, we made two or three commitments.
Okay. But the cell phone thing is, I do not know how you make publicly traded companies lower their prices 25%. I mean, it's a public company. You can't go to General Motors and say, hey, the price of that Corvette's too high, lower 25%. You can't do it. They're going to tell you to go screw yourself, right? We're a public company.
So once again, I do not have the rest of
you're not the person in charge of this. You're not the policymaker.
But I can tell you that just as I fought to get the original investments for rural Canada, and our riding is going to be the envy of rural Canada because we are the pilot. It's going to start here and it's going to spread out from there. I will continue to work hard for rural Canadians to get those prices lowered.
Okay, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning. Interesting. Mayor Panchak was on earlier, and he said that the Great Lake levels, the Great Lakes are man-made. He is partially right, not all right. Variation temperatures have stopped evaporation from the lakes. They had an ecology professor on from the University of Michigan, and he says that evaporation, lakes freeze because the temperature is so solid that evaporation can't come out through the ice, so that the waters stay level. And in the summer, in the spring, when the temperatures are rapid, it evaporates fast, and the levels of the water are lowered below normal. So there's a lot of a variation in environment. But there's a lot of the Great Lakes are great importance to this. I don't think people realize how important to commerce these lakes are.
What's your question?
If water levels go down, these freighters don't get through, and there's a lot of economic.
Rick, what's your question?
That's what I'm saying. The economic value. How is this Great Lakes frontal situation is going to prevent eroding, or how are they going to have technology to prevent eroding of people's their properties?
Thanks, Rick.
So this is, you raise a great question. The big part of the problem is the Thousand Islands act as a funnel, and the right now releasing that 10,422 cubic meters per second from the Great Lakes is making navigation very, very difficult. And we are a trading nation, so it is important to recognize that. But your question is valid. How do we protect the shorelines of residents that are living along the lake? And so that's why I called for a review. Let's look at Plan 2014. Is it part of the problem? If it's not part of the problem, then how do we mitigate the all of Eastern Canada being overwhelmed and the system being at capacity. And when we're seeing these weather events happening more and more frequently, and for us, in 2019, it was exacerbated by the fall of 2018 being so wet and then the spring being so wet and melting so quickly, because now we see actually level two drought warnings inland. But yet the Great Lakes are still at a high level. So it's a conundrum. It's a really difficult, complex situation to deal with. And once again, I think that it's going to require, there's not going to be one solution that's going to solve it. It's going to take a multitude of solutions and multiple levels of government to deal with it.
Angela, good morning.
Yes, hello. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. My question is, on the same day that Greta Thunberg is at the United Nations in New York, giving her impassioned speech about what to do about climate change, Todd Smith's on local radio announcing the cancellation of the White Pines Wind Turbine Project in Prince Edward County. What are your thoughts on the matter, as, you know, green energy is going to help to stop climate change?
I'm gonna hang up because there's a hum there.
Climate change is real, and climate change is happening. And it's incumbent upon all of us to do everything we possibly can to fight climate change. I personally am not going to say to my grandchildren and great-grandchildren that we had the best of intentions, but we chose not to do anything because we didn't want to pay anything to fight pollution. So once again, our government has taken a very multifaceted approach with over 50 measures, investing $70 billion into fighting climate change, and including the most important measure, the most cost-effective measure, and that is putting a price on pollution. We're going to do everything we can as a, at a federal level of government to fight climate change, and I would hope that, that no one would make this a partisan issue. And we all will come together to recognize the importance of this fight. And I know that there's those out there who don't believe the overwhelming science that shows that climate change is real. And I would say to them that if I'm wrong, we leave a safer, cleaner, healthier environment for future generations. If they're wrong, devastation.
It's all over. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. My question, I think, will affect most people in Ontario, but the price of beer. And there's a tax that's a hidden tax, and it keeps going up every, I'm not sure the dates or how often or how much, but I know there's a tax on beer that nobody's talked about, and it just keeps bumping up the price of beer. Like, the price of beer in Ontario is not quite double that in Quebec.
This is a provincial issue. This has nothing to do with the federal government.
Okay, well,
this is a question for Todd Smith and anybody else running against him in the upcoming provincial election. I will, before as long as we're talking about beer, interprovincial trade barriers. That's something that the federal government looks over. And, you know, we do not typically import beer from Saskatchewan, even though the very best beer maker in Canada might be in Saskatoon.
No, they're right here at home. We have amazing beer.
Yes, I know
right
we
here.
Do. Come on, just give me a break here. I'm trying to pose a question to you. Why can't we just trade between provinces? It's ridiculous.
I don't get it. I agree. I couldn't agree more. It's ridiculous.
If not we
even,
have the best
not
beer
even just
here.
Trade, but in trades, the skills trades. I mean, we are desperate all across this country for skill trades, and yet each province has different certification processes. It really is ridiculous.
Do you not think a master plumber in Ontario is as good as a master plumber in Manitoba?
Exactly, right. So I don't understand it, and we have worked. I mean, Nav Bains and oh gosh. Isn't that terrible? My brain is fried. We have worked nonstop since being elected and had multiple meetings with provincial premiers and with provincial economic ministers to talk about how do we open up trade. And we've got a lot of trade opened up. We have opened it up further, but it still isn't free trade across the country. We've got free trade agreements with every G7 country.
But we don't have our provinces. And it is illegal to load a pickup truck full of cases of Corona from the Costco in Montreal and drive it across the border.
It's ridiculous. It really is. It's got to stop. I would appeal to all provincial ministers to please come together and put an end to this nonsense that exists across the country.
Okay, we'll take a break. More of your questions. For Mike Bosio, he's running in the federal election. Voting day is October 21st, and several ways to vote before that if you aren't around on the 21st. Mike is the Liberal candidate in Hastings, Lennox, and Addington.
There's just one place to go for new and good used appliances. Smitty's Appliances has the best price and selection. After the sale, Smitty says it's service that's important. Smitty's has been servicing the Quinte area for 45 years. That speaks for itself. There's a big inventory of new and used appliances available for same-day delivery at Smitty's Appliances, River Road, Corbyville.
When you think of Moira Glass, you might just think windows and mirrors. But Moira Glass can redefine your home, inside out. Get a frameless glass shower enclosure. Or a full tub enclosure with custom-designed mirrors, all at Moira Glass Mirror. Moira Glass can even install new glass in your fireplace door, windows, mirrors, and beyond. Moira Glass Mirror, Pinnacle Street, downtown Belleville. Look for the van on the roof. Online at MoiraGlass.com. Clearly the best.
Get in and go at Belleville Toyota. Lease the all-new 2020 Corolla from $57 per week during the Get In and Go event at Belleville Toyota. That's with zero down for 52 months at 3.79%. And $500 customer cash applied. At Belleville Toyota, we'll make it easy. So you can just get in and go. Your next vehicle is closer than you think. Get in and go to Belleville Toyota, Millennium Parkway, Belleville.
On the first day of school, you squeezed them tight, cherishing every second before the bell rang. At noon, they opened up their lunch, the one you made with love. And when school was out, they jumped into your waiting arms. When your children celebrate your life, they'll celebrate precious moments like these. Pre-plan with Weaver Family Funeral Homes.
Now what's happening, Quinny, on 800-CJBQ. Raise money and awareness for sarcoma cancer research. Join the 10th annual Sarcoma Step and Fetch, presented by JV Print Solutions, Sunday, September 29th. Registration begins at 1, walk starts at 2, Fraser Park, downtown Trenton. What's happening, Quinty? Brought to you by Meta Employment Services.
Looking for a job? Need to hire? Let Meta inspire. Call 966-9069. Call Meta Employment
Services. There's so much to know about Steve Marshman Fine Jewelry and Custom Design. Bet you didn't realize. They have an on-site jeweler, goldsmith, graduate gemologist, 5 graduate jewelers, and a computerized engraver, too. You know, they offer complimentary jewelry inspections and cleaning. They provide 15 on-site jewelry services, custom design to repairs. And you won't believe this. They stock loose diamonds and gemstones. Pick your own gem. You know, you should experience the Marshman team difference. Visit them today in the Somerville Center, your silver, gold, and diamond destination.
The recipe for a truly exceptional kitchen starts with Thermador and Arnie's Appliances. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Buy an eligible Thermador cooking package at Arnie's and you can choose a free dishwasher. That's a value up to $2,599. Plus, add refrigeration to your package and you could receive up to $12,626 in total savings. See Thermador.ca or visit Arnie's Appliances in the no-tax zone. 10 miles east of Belleville on Highway 2, Tiendanega Mohawk Territory.
If it happens at home, you'll hear it with Jack Miller. This is Quinty's home for hometown sports, 800-CJBQ. It's time to get your opinion out. Call Lauren now at 613-969-1545 or 1-866-969-1546. The Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ.
Mike Bozzio in studio. He's the Liberal candidate for Hastings, Lennox, and Addington. Don't forget the election is on October 21st. I don't care who you vote for. I really don't, but just get out there and vote. Get out there and vote.
Hear, hear.
Marshall, good morning.
Good morning. My question is, when Jody Wilson-Raybould and Dr. Philpong was kicked out of caucus, was there an actual vote or did Skippy just arbitrarily kick them out?
So actually, it was caucus that overwhelmingly wanted them to go.
Okay, so yeah. You sat on your hands or voted for corruption, lying,
no,
cheating, and against Canadian law.
No, not at all. I voted for 9,000 jobs.
That was debunked by the head of SNC-Lavalin. And it's a construction company. It's not like they're going to move a factory. If there's 9,000 jobs, some other company is going to pick it up. So there's not going to be any job loss.
So yes, there will. So I come at this from a unique standpoint that I worked in recruitment for 35 years in the high-tech sector and saw the brain drain that was happening here. And SNC-Lavalin isn't just a construction company. They're a project management company with highly skilled individuals. These are good middle-class jobs in Ontario and British Columbia and in Quebec, 3,000 in each province. And these are individuals that are highly skilled that go through decades of training. And I've seen what happens when companies like SNC-Lavalin go away. They end up going to either foreign countries or to foreign companies. And I don't know about you, but I would rather keep a Canadian company employing 9,000 people than having a foreign company come here who's gone through the exact same thing, a deferred prosecution agreement. Right? You got to remember, hundreds of foreign companies have gone through deferred prosecution agreements. And they're doing billions of dollars of business worth of business in Canada every single year, including, you know, one company in particular that I can tell you is Siemens. Siemens went through $1.3 billion worth of bribery charges in Germany 2 years ago, and here they are in Canada doing billions of dollars of business every single year. But yet we want to kick out a good Canadian company. And don't get me wrong. I do not say that what they did was right. I deplore any form of bribery whatsoever. Right, but they're not alone. Every company that has done business in the Middle East has faced these same issues. And it's good that it's come to light. It's good that those who committed the act are held accountable. But those 9,000 employees at SNC-Lavalin did not commit those acts, and they should not be punished as a result of it.
Any other
prime minister would have done exactly the same thing because it's their job to protect jobs in this country.
Okay, another question. How much, you said you guys put a price on pollution. So how much does the city of Montreal pay when they pump 2 billion gallons of raw sewage into the St. Lawrence?
I can't let you continue. Unfortunately, we're down to the end of the program. This is the point in the program where we give each candidate 2 minutes to tell us why we should vote for them. And so, Mr. Bozzio, you now have 2 minutes to tell us why you should be, why you shouldn't have to clear out your office in Ottawa.
Well, thank you, Lauren. And thanks so much for having me on the show. First, I want to thank everyone out there for giving me the opportunity to serve as your MP for the last 4 years. It has been an incredible honor. There's no greater feeling as a member of parliament than when you get out there in your community and you're meeting people and you see the positive change that is happening in their lives as a result of the policies and programs. That's what drives me as a member of parliament. It's what energizes me to want to do more, especially for our constituents and for rural Canadians as a whole. Our government came in with a plan to invest in Canadians, and the plan is working. We've got either the fastest or second fastest growing economy in the G7, while at the same time having an enviable fiscal situation with the lowest debt to GDP of any G7 country. We've created over 1 million jobs. We've lifted 900,000 people out of poverty. We have the lowest unemployment rate. But the numbers don't tell the whole story. It's when I'm out meeting people, single mothers that are leaving abusive relationships because the candidate child benefit gave them the ability to do so. Or when I'm meeting Stella, who's asked me to promise her that I'm going to do everything humanly possible to protect her future by fighting climate change. I will never stop fighting for Canadians, for rural Canadians, and for my constituents. We can't afford to go backwards to the cuts of previous governments. We have to move forward. We have to protect the progress that we've made. So I'm asking you for your vote in October so that I can continue to fight for you on behalf of you to try to bring about that positive change that all Canadians, and in particular my riding, deserve.
All right. Mike Bozzio, thank you so much for coming in today. If somebody wants to find out more about your campaign or the Liberals, how do they do so?
MikeBozzio.ca is probably the easiest way to reach out to us. So please reach out, and I'd love to talk to anybody about any issues that they have.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
No, thank you,
much
Lauren.
I have to say,
regardless of what happens in October, I have thoroughly enjoyed coming on your show.
Oh, thank you. You have been
the consummate professional.
Thank you. You ask tough
questions, but you've always been very fair. And I really do appreciate that as a member of the public and especially as a politician.
Well, thank you very much. Much appreciated. And good luck. Don't forget to get out and vote when the election takes place on October 21st.